Howdy friends, this is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Thank you everyone for listening along these participating stations of Native Voice One Radio Network. Tonight featuring the Wrangler Fall Sports Specials at the 63rd Annual Celebration of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo for the 36th year in Las Vegas, Nevada since 1985. Each round pays $26,996.97, and the best on 10 for the 10 rounds pays $69,234. High stakes on the line in the City of Lights. In the bareback ride in Kansas, Jess Pope won the round with a whopping 90.5-point ride aboard Nightcrawler of the Pickett Pro Rodeo Company from Texas. In the steer wrestling, Cowboys tied with a 3.7-second time. Rigby, Idaho's Dirk Taverner and Chicota, Oklahoma's Riley Duval to claim the win. All of our Indian Cowboys are in the team roping here in Las Vegas. Coleman Proctor, a Cherokee from Oklahoma, was a no time tonight. He is presently 15th in the world standings for the tie down heading division. Derek Begay is with Brady Miner. They struck tonight, winning over 5,600 with a 5.6 second time. Derek Begay, number 8 in the world at his 9th NFR. Brenton Hall, Oklahoma from Jay, Oklahoma, was a 10-4 with Chase Trine from Montana. No money tonight. Brenton is 11th in the world standings. Former world champ Navajo Eric Rogers from Round Rock, Arizona, struck some cash with over 21,001 with a 4.4 second time with Peyton Bray of Texas. The winner of the round was Texas Cowboy in the hitting division, Tyler Wade, and Trey Yates of Colorado. They were a fast 4-second time in the team roping. Two-time champ of the world in the saddle bronc riding, Alberta, Canada's Zeke Thurston was on a horse called Vitalix Wyatt Earp of Survey Company out of Colorado to tie it with Chase Brooks of Deer Lodge, Montana. They were 88.5 points. Brooks was on a horse called Whiskey Marquee of the Sankey Pro Rodeo Company and Phenom Genetics out of Montana. In the tie-down roping, Shane Hansey, former world champion from Louisiana, won the round with a 7.4 second time. In the ladies' barrel racing, two cowgirls tied with a 13.77 second time. Cheyenne Wimberly of Texas and Amanda Welsh from Gillette, Wyoming in the round. Bull riding competition. $7 million winner in the PBR at his first NFR, one round one, J.B. Mooney from Cotulla, Texas, on a bucking bull called Cocktail Diarrhea of the Painted Pony Rodeo Company out of New York, were 87.5 points to claim the round. Jess Pope had this to say after a win in round one in the bareback riding.
Yeah, that was a really good one of Colin Pickett's. The thing had a lot of up and down, stayed in one spot, and it felt like riding in a Cadillac underneath me. You know, that's what bucking horse riding is made of, and that's what you dream of getting on every day, and I was dang sure glad to have her by my name.
That was a pen of great horses, and you had some competitors ride very well.
Yeah, I think this is probably one of the best NFR lists I've ever seen. You know, we have a really good even set of horses. Stuff's firing. They got the rodeo this year. They weren't fat coming in into the finals, and it's a little pen with a lot of electricity, so them horses are going to fire, and all the contestants are firing off all cylinders, you know, and it was a great first round of bareback riding.
We caught up with Timber Tuckness prior to his 13th Wrangler National Finals Rodeo Fighting Bulls. The 10-time Bullfighter of the Year had this to say.
And it never gets old. It's pretty sentimental. It's something that everybody works for and strives for each and every year to do, and to go once is just a blessing, but to continue to come back, and it's a feeling and thankfulness that I'm so grateful for, and getting to do it with a lot of great guys and getting to work it this year with two of my best friends, and kind of brings me back and just makes me realize how grateful and thankful I am. The hard part is getting here, so now just go do what you've done all year that got you here. So hard work's over. We're just ready to go have fun.
That's words from one of the best in the business, bullfighter Dusty Tuckness. Thank you, Dusty.
Thanks for having me.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.